Here it is, Thursday, March 7th already, and here's what we're working on. A 19-year-old man has died after a daytime shooting in downtown Hamilton.
Canadian family who died in that plane crash in Nashville has been identified.
And the History Channel is expanding its U.S. presidential footprint with a new podcast with the Obamas. We got some flower power going today.
Look at all that flower activity.
Hello.
Thank you for calming things down, Brian.
That's me. You know,
being just plain
in the grays. I got a case of the grays today.
Well, we're like in spring mode because it's so funny. You get all these warm temperatures.
Yes.
And then you get used to these warm temperatures.
And then this morning it's like, ooh.
It's like, well, what's going on here?
It is a little bit cooler this morning, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we're still above seasonal for this time of year. 3 degrees is our temperature right now, so we can almost call that mild.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Almost, yeah, but a lot cooler. But the number 7 is the factor this morning. It's the 7th of March. We got to 7 degrees yesterday. We should hit 7 degrees again today. But today, we're going to see some sunshine. Now, we do have a fair bit of cloud cover at the moment, but the skies are going to gradually clear as the day goes on. So a sunny day, a 7-degree day, and for the 7th of March, 7 degrees is pretty good for this time of year. So we'll talk about the weather forecast in detail coming up for you. Traffic this morning, really nothing to talk about. The major routes are all doing fine this morning. We have no collisions, no volume. 403 Waterdown Road, that looks good. That's one of our exclusive cameras. We'll check some ministry cameras. These are Ministry of Transportation Ontario traffic cameras. Centennial Parkway coming out of Stony Creek is still pretty light, so no problems there. Top of the Skyway Bridge looks good. East of 4th Line, Burlington, Oakville, even all the way through Mississauga, we're doing fine. So we'll look at weather and traffic in a few minutes as usual. Right now, the news.
Thanks very much, Brian. Hamilton police investigating a daytime shooting in the city's downtown core that killed a 19-year-old man. Simone Gavros joins us now from the area of King and McNabb.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, this happened here in broad daylight here in King and McNabb. Now, the scene here has since been cleared, but just to give you an idea, this area is typically very busy. Right across the street is Jackson Square. It's right down the street from the McNabb bus terminal, and right a block away or so is the City Hall. But witnesses who were here yesterday explain a little bit more about what they experienced in this scary situation.
Heard bangs, thinking it was construction, like nail guns or pounding. And we didn't really think anything of it. And then our lights went out, and then security down in our lobby went on the PA system saying that it was a code purple, which is lockdown. So we all had to go into a safe room. We were stressed because I've been here 25 years. There's been many incidents at this building, but not to this extent.
Now, police say a 19-year-old man was shot in what they believed to be a targeted shooting. He later died in hospital of his injuries. Now, this happened just before 1 p.m. yesterday, right outside 119 King Street West, the Alan Fairclough building, which has a number of provincial offices inside. Now, the building was put into lockdown when that shooting happened. Police haven't confirmed whether this was a drive-by shooting, but they did say that the suspect or suspects fled in a car. At this time, there are still no suspect or vehicle descriptions. Now, Mayor Andrea Horvath also released a statement about the shooting yesterday, saying in part that she's, quote, shocked and dismayed to hear about the shooting. Now, here in this area, there are a lot of surveillance cameras that are likely going to be reviewed by police in this investigation. We've reached out to police this morning for more details, as well as the mayor, for more comment on this daytime shooting. But for now, Tim, I'll send things over to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Well, the teen who killed Devin Selvey outside of school back in 2019 was released yesterday after 4 years in custody. A judge ruled he will live with his father while serving the next portion of his sentence, which is 3 years of house arrest. The Selvey family was disappointed. They feel that 4 years in custody just is not enough time, even though it's the maximum sentence under the Youth Criminal Justice Act.
I'm going to continue on to fight the Young Offenders Act and rewrite that. We got to protect our children as a society, not just as a school thing. It's a society thing.
Devin was stabbed in the back outside Sir Winston Churchill Secondary School in October 2019. The teen who killed him pleaded guilty to second-degree murder.
Niagara police have seized several stolen vehicles believed to have been revinned. Five stolen vehicles were recovered through search warrants, along with two stolen motorcycles with a value exceeding $400,000. As well, more than $184,000 worth of drugs were seized. A man from Niagara Falls has been arrested. Some businesses in St. Catharines say they're losing out on customers because of a construction project that's expected to take 2 years to finish. They say the reason for the slowdown in numbers is because of a street closure. St. Paul Street West is currently blocked off at the CN Bridge in both directions for public safety. The bridge will eventually be torn down and rebuilt. In the meantime, traffic from downtown St. Catharines is being redirected away from some businesses. It was just before Christmas last year when the bridge closed, and businesses say they've noticed a big decline right away.
Well, yeah, it's wing day, so normally you're packed, right? So, yeah, it's my lunch rush. Usually between 12 and 2 o'clock, I'm packed. There's no one.
A lot of the walk-in traffic is gone. People aren't driving by, obviously.
Now, the current CN Bridge is going to be taken down and a new one built in its place. It's a project the region of Niagara is hoping will be finished by the end of next year. Businesses are hoping that construction stays on track. The OFSA High School Wrestling Championships took place this week at the United Soccer Center in Stony Creek. The girls and boys provincial final was hosted by Bishop Ryan Catholic Secondary School, and it featured the best grapplers in the province. The convener, a two-time CIS champion, Sheldon Francis, and a member of the McMaster Athletics Hall of Fame, talked to us about the event.
We had 863 participants from over 200 schools from across Ontario. We had about 500 coaches and an army of volunteers to make this event go. We're very happy with the turnout. Numbers were up from last year. So last year they had 780, and now we're almost 100 more wrestlers, which is great. It's great for the sport, and it's just great for activity in our province.
Also great for future education because there are a lot of university eyes at these OFSA events, and a medal can help competitors with their schooling and potentially help them grow a sporting career as well.
Wrestling will be in the spotlight in the upcoming Olympics at the Paris Games, much like soccer will. And let's start with women's soccer because the CONCACAF Gold Cup took place in San Diego, where our Canadian ladies were undefeated and faced their rivals from the U.S. Torrential rain made for brutal pitch conditions, but down one in extra time, Canada was awarded a penalty, and Adriana Leon stepped up to the spot.
Standing over goal six of the tournament and 37 for Canada. Leon scores! Yes, Canada! We're not done yet!
What a goal by Leon, who had a brilliant tournament. Our women's first without the legend, Christine St. Clair, who retired late last year. Now, she was there the last time Canada beat the States in the Olympics in Tokyo. This one off to penalties. And U.S. keeper Alisa Nair would not only make a couple timely spots, stops that is, she would step up and score herself, which puts all the pressure on Canada's new captain, Jessie Flemin, who had to score but was stopped by Nair. The States move on to the final to face Brazil, who had beaten Mexico earlier in the night. Staying with the ladies to Toronto on the ice, and there's nobody hotter in the PWHL than Natalie Spooner. She scored her league-leading 12th goal of the season as she broke in all alone against the Boston keeper and put Toronto up 2-0. They would make it 3-0 soon after that for their eighth straight win, moving into second spot in the PW behind Montreal, who beat New York 4-3 last night and have taken over top spot.
Gets it back. In front, so is Matthews, scores!
Yeah, despite Matthews' game winner against the Sabres, Ilya Samsonov saved this one with a couple of huge stops, including that one in overtime. But Marner hooking up with Matthews shortly after for number 54 gives Toronto their first win over Buffalo this season and avenges a 9-3 beatdown back in December. No rest for the Buds as they try and redeem themselves tonight in Boston after a loss to the Bruins in Toronto on Monday. Busy day when it comes to trades in the NHL ahead of tomorrow's trade deadline. Nothing for the Leafs, but something for local native Adam Henrique as he is off to join Connor McDavid and the high-flying Edmonton Oilers. 34-year-old center who hails from Burford outside of Brantford has 18 goals and 42 points in 60 games with Anaheim so far this season and will be an unrestricted free agent at season's end. Speaking of Brantford, the Bulldogs had an early start yesterday in Mississauga for their school day game. Didn't go well. They were beaten badly, 5-1 by the Steelheads. The 11 a.m. start, but they also lost Florian Jacki, whose 11-game port streak was snapped, and he's going to maybe miss some more time after this bad check from behind to the Mississauga defender, and then had an abuse of an official misconduct, physical affair in the loss, and set up a big matchup with Oshawa in the Brantford Civic Center tomorrow. Can't finish Sportsline without checking in on our pal, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who had his Thunder in Portland to face the Blazers, and after snapping his 8-game 30-point scoring streak on Monday, he was back to his old self last night, dropped 37 as OKC held on for the 128-120 win, and they move into a tie with the T-Wolves for tops in the Western Conference.
Good morning. 6:11 is the time on this Thursday morning. We're checking traffic first, then we'll get to our forecast. Traffic, we have nothing to show you this morning. It's all moving nicely around the horseshoe. Here's our camera, 403 and Waterdown Road. Looks pretty good at the moment. Nothing to see either direction. MTO traffic cameras, how St. Catharines doing this morning? That's Gray's Road, Stony Creek. Let's go back into St. Catharines. Here we are, QEW at Martindale. We'll flip around the horseshoe, nothing there, nothing at Gray's Road, Stony Creek. We'll come around to Brant Street, while just east of Brant, heading to Guelph Line. That looks good. How about Oakville, east of Royal Windsor, and then we'll dip into Mississauga at here, Ontario. Nothing to see right there. Looks good. All right, here's our temperature as we're starting out this Thursday morning. Temperature at the moment is 3 degrees. That is above seasonal. Actually, that's above seasonal for a daytime high. So that's how mild it is this morning. But it's a lot cooler than it has been to start a morning. The winds are a little gusty this morning, north-northeast about 28. It is fairly cloudy, but it'll get better as the day goes on. For school today, we're looking at a mainly sunny day, so the skies will clear, and that is a mild high for this time of year at 7 degrees. So it will become sunny. That low-pressure system went by yesterday, so we still have a bit of a northerly flow, but you'll notice there the sky's clearing. But that's going to be a problem as we get into, well, Friday night into Saturday. We are looking at some rain settling in on Saturday. Today, though, skies will begin to clear. Temperatures anywhere from 7 to 9 to even double digits for Halt and Peel, Toronto, at 10 degrees today. Tonight, temperatures back off 1 to 2, even 0 for parts of Halt and Peel into Toronto, plus 1 for Toronto, that is. Skies fairly clear, as I mentioned. And then tomorrow, at 14 degrees for Niagara, 10 to 12 to 13 this end of the lake, and 9 to 8 as you head around the rest of the horseshoe. So out the door on the 7th morning of March, we are sitting at 3 degrees right now. That's a little on the cool side from what we've been used to, but still above seasonal, and it is fairly cloudy at the moment. We'll look at the long-range forecast coming up. Annette, Tim.
Okay, look who's back vacation, very tanned.
Wow.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
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 How was it?
It was amazing. I'm not sure what I liked more, though, the sunshine or the sleep.
Where'd you go?
Dominican Republic.
Oh, very nice.
Indiana.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
it was
nice.
Great.
Well, great to have you back.
Kids had a good time, lots of sunburns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm glad to be back. It's nice to be back into the routine. Speaking of routine... Barbie, because we've been talking about her so much, turns 65 this year. And in spirit of International Women's Day, they've come out with a whole new line of dolls.
Yeah, and big weekend for Barbie with the Oscars coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you at the couch. We've been missing the couch.
Yeah, I know.
We've been here.
And sat on the couch for so long.
I know. We've been doing it here. Okay, we'll see you over there in a little bit.
Okay.
I'll be back.
And coming up after the break in business news, an Alberta First Nation is taking the province's energy regulator to court while a community in B.C. gets ready for robot farm workers. We're coming up on 6:17 on your Thursday morning. Canadian dollar is up 4 basis points at just over 74 cents U.S. Gold is up $6. Crude oil is down 55 cents to $78.58 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe. Markets are down in London and Frankfurt, up just a little bit. Au petit.
Lee.
In Paris.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are down in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. What about North American markets on Wednesday? All right, we got green. So we got some gains. Nothing too substantial, but some gains across the board. Let's see how they do when markets open on this Thursday, March the 7th.
Well, First Nation has filed a lawsuit against Alberta's energy regulator and the provincial government. The lawsuit stems from a leak of polluted water from Imperial Oil's Kearl mine just north of Fort McMurray. Now, in May of 2022, discolored water from the site was first reported to First Nations and communities. They weren't told that the leak contained toxic tailings, though, until February of last year. That's when environmental protection orders were issued against Imperial, but by that point, 5.3 million liters of contaminated oil sands water had leaked from a holding pond. Tailings residue was also detected in nearby groundwater. Now, in this lawsuit, the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation is asking for $500 million in damages, but their chief, Alan Adams, says the real point here is to pressure the Alberta government to change how it deals with First Nations on resource projects.
Well, for generations, the Okanagan Valley has been a favorite for travelers looking to make a few bucks picking fruits. But now they're going to have some company. A pilot project in British Columbia will see robots and drones put to work in the orchards of Kelowna. So this project, it aims to promote what equipment maker Indro Robotics calls precision farming. So the city is collaborating with the BC company to use its aerial drones and ground roving industrial robots to patrol 80 hectares of apple, pears, and cherry trees to monitor fruit health and growth. So the two-year project is funded by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, and man, farming has changed since I was picking stones and boiling hot in the hay mow many moons ago.
Still with farming, Nova Scotia's wineries accuse Premier Tim Houston's government of risking decimating the province's vineyards, all in part to help a political supporter and a personal acquaintance. Wine Growers Nova Scotia says it learned in January that the Progressive government, Progressive Conservative government, is going to broaden a subsidy program to include the bottling industry, even though the bottlers would be allowed to use imported grapes. Nova Scotia's Department of Finance hasn't confirmed details of how much support would be provided to two companies that are currently bottling wine in that province. The Growers Association says it's obtained estimates that this is going to be between $6 million and $12 million a year.
A bailiff seized more than $800,000 in assets last week from the Montreal company that runs the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Now, the seizure, it came 1 week before the company announced on Tuesday it was canceling this summer's festival in Montreal and taking steps to protect itself from creditors. Quebec Court of Appeal ordered the company to compensate an archivist who was laid off back in 2019 after being promised a job for life. Quebec's highest court said the company had to shell out more than $660,000, equivalent to the wages the archivist lost since 2019 and his future expected earnings. Okay, that might be one of the reasons why we're not seeing the comedy festival, the annual festival this coming summer.
Okay, taking a break right now. Brian's going to be back with your traffic and your 7-day forecast. Stay with us.
Just about 6:24 on this what will become a sunny Thursday. Still fairly cloudy at the moment. Here's a look at the QEW Glendale through St. Catharines, right around the Garden City Skyway. Nothing to see right there. Top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge is now getting slow as you head down on the other side toward North Shore Boulevard. Normal volume picking up. East of 4th looks good. No problems at Erin Mills Parkway. Here's a look at the 403 going through Mississauga. That's just west of Mavis. All very light this morning, so no problems on the roads. Temperatures, Hamilton sitting at 3 degrees, which is actually a seasonal daytime high now. So that's how mild it is this morning. 2 for Grimsby, Mississauga, 4 for Toronto. Even though we call it mild, it's still on the cool side. Those are our seasonals. 3 degrees for the daytime high, -6 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times for the day today, and our records for today will be nowhere near setting a record for today. Even think about that. So we should be 4 degrees by the first bell. A bit more sunshine, mix of sun and clouds, and then lots of sunshine later as the skies clear. And there's that 7-degree high for today. So tonight, temperature dips back to +1. Tomorrow, 10 degrees, and we should see a mix of sun and clouds, then a little bit more cloud cover later in the day as we get some showers rolling in for Friday night into Saturday. It looks like rain. Temperature cooler at 6. Only 2 on Sunday as we get into daylight saving time. And there's the possibility of some light snow flurry activity on Sunday because that temperature on the cool side. And then we climb nicely. We get the sunshine back for the beginning of next week. 7 and 10 for Tuesday and Wednesday. It's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, here's one for all you stargazers. The oldest dead galaxy has just been spotted by the Webb Space Telescope.
The Webb Space Telescope has made us all stargazers.
Yes.
This is one of the deepest views into the distant universe made with the telescope. The dead galaxy existed when the universe was only about 700 million years into its current age of 14 billion years. So that galaxy died young, soon after the Big Bang that created the universe. So researchers, they're working to learn why the galaxy suddenly halted its star formation. The newly observed dead galaxy is billions of light years away from Earth. The report's authors say studying the galaxy could show new insights about the early universe and what affects star formation within them.
That's deep.
I was going to say, that's
very deep.
Deep into the galaxy
yes.
is what that is. Okay. Thank you, Mike Corston.
We're going to end on this. It is a throwback Thursday.